702 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows, because evidently he hasn't, and he said, you are going to have to go. When I told Forrest Adair about my trip to the station with my husband, he took my hand, kissed it, and tears came into his eyes. He said, little woman, my heart goes out to you. When I came into this, I came in as a friend of Mr. Candler, but I'm your friend now too. He continued, I'm so sorry for you, and my brother George is just as sorry for you as I am. We are both your friends too. Then I told him about having fixed some shirts for Mr. Hirsch that week, shirts I had made for him some time before. I said, I just feel I can't leave until even his clothes are in good repair because I have always taken care of him so well. Mr. Asa Jr. said, well, it's a shame that a woman who is domestically inclined can't live with her husband. That brute has to make her leave him. They said, now, we are prepared to meet your demands as to an annuity or as to this amount that will give you an income of $250 a month. It will be better just for you to leave a letter for your husband telling him either that you have been untrue to him or something like that in a way that he will never want to look you up. I said in one of the first visits that I had made to Mr. Adair's office, he had suggested that they give me enough money to go and establish myself somewhere else. This was before the question of the bonds came up. When we were speaking of an annuity, he said, I would suggest that we not only give Mrs. Hirsch this annuity, but that we give her enough money to establish herself in a good way wherever she is going, pay her expenses, and any little expenses she has here before she went. On this last visit, I told him that I had mentioned or was talking to Mr. Hirsch about money matters when he was home before, and he had told me that he owed a note in the bank for $1,150, part of the money he had borrowed while I was ill in the hospital. I did not say that the money was all for my illness or anything like that. $1,300 was a note that he owed. $1,500 was a mortgage on a bungalow he owned. I have forgotten the other matters, but I did note them down on the margin of a newspaper in the office of Mr. Adair. I said, when I leave here, I feel that I want to leave Mr. Hirsch an amount sufficient to square him up, for if anything will make him forget me, or in a way turn him against me, it will be the fact that I have been able to give him that sum of money, for he will wonder where I got it. I continued, if I leave that amount to his credit, he will know what I have done without my writing and telling him. Part of these debts have been incurred for me, and I feel it is nothing more than right that he should be given the money to liquidate all his debts, too. If I can make my going easier for him in that way, I would like to do it. I told them that I had another plan that I had thought of, which I would like to put to Mr. Candler himself. Mr. Asa Jr. said, my father is not a man of the world, and I think you can talk to me. I could understand anything, and I'm sure that I'd understand.